Regional Affairs to order. For the record, it is 3:29 p.m., April 13th, 2017. We're in the Belts Committee Room of the Tom Stewart Building. Present today are Senators McKinnon, Senators Stedman, myself, Senator Bishop. We do have enough committee members for a quorum. I'd like to recognize Ann Krekelberg on Senate Records. Good afternoon, ma'am. Kyle Schramm is our teleconference network operator. John Manley from my office is here assisting me. And we know the cell phone drill. First on the agenda today, we have HB 18 relating to race classics by Rep. Ortiz. We did have an amendment offered last week by Senator McKinnon. It was moved and discussed. Senator McKinnon, any questions?
Mr. Chairman, no, I have no questions.
Okay. I see the bills. Chief of Staff is here. Do you have any questions? We're prepared to move the bill.
My name is Elizabeth Bowling. I work for Representative Ortiz. Thank you. I have nothing to say.
Thank you. Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill number 1830-LS0199/A as amended from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual committee recommendations.
Thank you. Seeing no objections, the bill moves from committee. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the bill packet. SB 61 by the governor.
This is Eisenbeck. We can rescind our action and bring it back.
My district doesn't care. It's not important to my district. We were fast.
We moved the amendment. It was in the bill already. It was already adopted last time.
No, it hadn't been adopted.
Briefings. On the record, the chair got way ahead of himself. I move that we rescind our action.
On House Bill 18?
Yes, on House Bill 18. Seeing no objections, Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, House Bill number 18/A is before the committee. I move amendment number 1.
I'll object for just purposes of discussion. We had a good discussion on it again a week ago, but if you could just give us a thumbnail sketch of the amendment. Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On page 1, line 4, it deletes all material and inserts 40. Race classic means a game of chance where prizes are awarded for the closest guess or guesses of the official winning names of a human race or races. Mr. Chairman, what it does it deletes the specific call out and would allow everyone or anyone who wanted to have a game of chance on human winning times of human races to be able to do that.
Thank you. Any discussion on the amendment? I'll remove my objection. Seeing none, the amendment passes. Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 18 from committee /A. As amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, bill passes from committee. We'll take an at ease. Board. Next before us is it's a governor's bill, 61. We did hear this in committee last week. We do have the department here. Morgan, if you just want to come up to the microphone and introduce yourself, put your name on the record. There was Senator McKinnon was busy on other state business last week. I know that your office was in contact with her office, so this would be a good time to ask her if she could ask any questions before we move the bill. We're prepared to do that today.
Thank you, Chair Bishop. For the record, my name is Morgan Foss. I'm the legislative liaison with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Happy to answer any questions that you all might have. And I also have with me online Tammy Massey from the Habitat Division and Joe Meehan, our Refuge Program Coordinator from the Division of Wildlife Conservation.
Okay. All right. Any questions from committee members? Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, the bill in front of us adds 2,106 acres of additional critical habitat or land into game refuge. In addition to that, it adds another 1,439 acres into Dude Creek, acquired by the Nature Conservatory and donated to the state of Alaska. The largest question I have, besides mapping errors and housekeeping with the exception of Dude Creek, is on page 11, section 6. And what happens there is that we're now including, or the past legislative bodies did not include tide or submerged lands, and so I'm wanting to understand why we're deleting that particular language, because it was a call out from past legislative action that was not to be included.
Thank you for that question. And we do have Senator McKinnon, Tammy from Fish and Game, Tammy Massey, and Joe Meehan from Fish and Game on line if you need a lifeline, Ms. Foss.
Thank you, Chair Bishop. I might defer to my lifelines on this one for the specifics. And also, Dude Creek is the only one where we're actually having addition. The others, there's no net addition to the critical habitat areas or state game refuges within the existing boundaries.
Thank you.
Or outside of the existing boundaries, pardon me.
Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, there are many places in this bill where not tide or submerged lands are included, and I don't know why. So it's called out specifically in this action. The department is eliminating the land and including it in refuge status or critical habitat. I'd like to know why in Section 6 on the Fox River Flats critical habitat, when past legislative bodies called out not to include tide or submerged lands. They must have had a reason, so I just want to know the reason.
Tammy Massey or Joe Meehan, can either one of you answer that question?
Yes, Senator, through the chair. This is Joe Meehan with the Department of Fish and Game. We did try to search through the legislative history from 1972 to try to determine why they specifically called out the tide and submerged lands and excluded them from those limited number of sections. And we were not able to come up with anything that indicated why those were excluded. The only thing that we can assume is at the time, those areas were strictly uplands. Why they would exclude the tidelands, we're not really sure. We're also not sure why they excluded tidelands for some of the sections, whereas adjoining sections, they did not exclude them. So we really don't have a good answer for you.
Thank you, and this bill does have another referral to the Resource Committee, and any concerns we have, we could attach those questions and go along to the Resource Committee, and Senator Stedman does sit on that committee, and
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to let the bill go out of committee. I'll put no recommendation on it. If Senator Stedman could ask the question or find out why we don't include some tide and submerged land and see if that's a accurate description of why we want to include it now, what that is, that's fine with me.
Thank you. Okay. Senator Gardner, any questions, ma'am?
No.
Thank you. And seeing no further questions, is the committee ready to move the bill? Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 61, / A, from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual committee recommendations.
Thank you. And again, thanks for everybody's time today, and it does have a further step along the way, and it'll get another accurate scrubbing in the Resource Committee. So with that, this bill is moved from committee. We will have no scheduled meetings at the present time for next week, none notice whatsoever. So we are going to adjourn at 3:40 p.m., and please stick around to sign the bill packets. Thank you.